And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world, ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben here for the daily. What is going on with cryptocurrencies? Well, my friends, coffee. Let me put it this way. Today is such a good day for cryptocurrencies, as always, and for the rest of the world, that I'm wearing my kitty cat taco shirt. Oh, yes. Why have a shirt about tacos? Why have a shirt about little cute kitty cats? When you can have a shirt about taco kitty cats. I'm just saying. All right, now back to the show. It's a lovely day here in Florida. And today's show, all right, I have an interview with a reporter today at 4. Now, I'm not going to mention her name or the outfit, but very well established in the mainstream media, shout, we say, for the publication. And not quite sure what she's going to ask me about. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be a lot like other interviews I've done on why are you into cryptos? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think of this? Now, so I shot her a link of today's show. And someone asked over here, are you going to stream the interview, Ben? No. This is a one-on-one interview for her publication. So, now, I will keep a copy of the interview for transparency, you know, sake, so that I have a record in case I need to correct the interview or the article, because really, I don't know if she's an honest player. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she wants to write an honest article, not an agenda piece. So we'll see how it goes. But this morning's show, I basically want to lay out for her and for everyone else watching some of my general thoughts on the current thing. We'll basically do one of my shows. All right. So I'm assuming she is going to ask me, why are you involved in cryptos? And I'm going to answer it like this. I'm involved with cryptos because cryptos, true cryptos, are honest. It's a honest system with honest code. And if you read the code, you know the system. And if it's decentralized, then the code is reinforced by the consistent and the consist the consensus of the algorithm and the community. And that the old system, the old financial system, that she may not see it as old. She may see the old system as the system. She may not recognize the system that she knows is collapsing. The system she's used to is collapsing. And she may not recognize that because she lives in the system. So, she said, "Hey, morning, Bob." Bob's my camera. He tracks me. Hey, kind of like the CIA. The old system is corrupt. Always has been since the get-go. Now, people have asked me, other interviewers have asked me. Now, you can't just say the system's corrupt. Yeah, I can. 2007, 2008 is the perfect example. What happened in 2007, 2008 was the truth of the derivatives caught up with the system. So the truth of the derivatives almost brought down the system. Now see, what did the system do after the truth of the derivatives almost wiped it out? They manipulated, they altered the system so that that truth could be eliminated. See, the system does not run on honesty. The system runs on the ability of the manipulation to overpower the truth of the market. See, if the system was truthful, it would be an open market system, which is what cryptos are. Cryptos run on the blockchain. The blockchain is code. The blockchain in a true decentralized form is just the verification of truth. That's what a blockchain is. It verifies the truth over and over and over and over again and validates truth, transactions. That's what blockchain is. See, what's going on right now with FTX, the digital currency group, Genesis, all of these are what us on the inside knew would happen. That's why all of the people who were caught up in FTX, all of the people caught up in Genesis, all of the people caught up in the digital currency group, they were trying to apply the formula of the old system on to cryptos. You can't do that. Cryptos won't allow it. Cryptos honestly reflect the market. And there's no getting around it. There's no manipulation strong enough to overpower the truth of a blockchain or cryptos. FTX's problem was that it reached a point where their manipulation hit the truth and it went down. And all of these big players who had invested in FTX, that's the reason that they invested in FTX, because they thought they had found someone in Sam Pinkman fraud that had figured out how to manipulate it. We have a centralized entity that he says he can handle cryptos, and they believed him. See, none of these investors want to invest in anything that's honest. Now, they say they do. They say, oh yeah, we want honor, we want regulation. We want the SEC involved. We want all these regulators involved. But what these people don't realize is that the SEC and all of these regulators, they're just high-level manipulators. That's it. The system is crooked from the Federal Reserve on. Think about it. The Federal Reserve sets the price of money, the interest rate. They manipulate it so that the system doesn't crash. Well, that's what their job is, right? If your job is driving the getaway car, that doesn't mean you have honest employment. That doesn't mean you're a good person. You're still driving the getaway car. See, the financial system is there, they say, to protect, or the SEC is there to protect the investors. Well, if the SEC is there to protect the investors from manipulation that could hurt them, then why isn't the SEC going after the Federal Reserve? Because I don't know if you've looked, but the Federal Reserve's actions have directly led to the plummet in the market, in the 401ks, and that's publicized, but that's accepted. They go, well, that manipulation's needed. Yeah, because the system is not honest. So they have to manipulate, alter the system so that reality of the market doesn't hurt the system. So, see, the reality of the market is we have inflation. The Federal Reserve has to jump in and manipulate, create a false environment to push inflation down. That's manipulation. That is a centralized entity creating an event or creating more of a marketing campaign, right? That's why the Federal Reserve puts out their guidance, you know? So they're basically telling the investment community, we're going to raise interest rates, and we are going to affect the unemployment rate. So they're manipulating the employment rate. Now, see, they say they're manipulating or trying to alter the unemployment rate. Well, if you alter the unemployment rate, you're also altering the employment rate. Because the employment is two groups, the employed and the unemployed. That makes the employment. So if you're manipulating the unemployment, you're also manipulating the employment. And that's what we have going on right now. They've created an environment where companies are now laying people off. So, who's protecting those people that are getting fired from the Federal Reserve's manipulation? Well, no, Ben, you know, no, that's completely different. Is it? isn't that a centralized entity manipulating either a commodity or a currency or an interest rate? You know, if a company wants to sell more of its shares or its actual bonds, what does the company do? It offers more of an interest rate on its bonds. So the company manipulates the bond return, and therefore they sell more bonds. That's exactly what the Fed's doing. In accordance with the Treasury, in relationship with the government. See, what the general population doesn't understand or has been educated out of knowing is that the Federal Reserve is just the heart of a system that was created to lie and manipulate reality. Because you cannot argue that the Federal Reserve is going up against the truth. The truth is we have $8.50 for eggs, for a carton of eggs. That's the truth. The Federal Reserve is saying, well, to fight inflation, let us manipulate the employment and the cost of money, the cost to borrow money. So, they're generating a false expense into the market. They're generating a false cost of doing business. It's false. There's no reason for it. Someone looking to get a loan is going to pay a higher price, not because they're a riskier applicant. No, because the Federal Reserve has set the benchmark rate higher. When it was lower, they wanted people to lend more money. They wanted the banks to lend more money. They manipulated the interest rate so that the banks could profit more on lending. They created a false profit stream for the banks. That, my friend, is why cryptos exist. Oh, yes, please hit the like and subscribe, whatever platform you're watching on. I appreciate it. Thank you. Now, today on the Patreon channel, we're going to continue this talk and we're going to dive into the several different manipulative agencies of the financial system. We're going to talk about the history of the American financial systems that we've had. Which ones are honest? Which ones are not honest? Why did gold and silver work for so many years and then it didn't? It wasn't that gold and silver was lying. It was the Treasury and the Fed was lying in 1973. That's why they had to unpeg from gold. Not because the gold side was lying. It was the government side that was lying. And the reality that they didn't have the gold in storage came to light. So Nixon had to unplug the American financial system from the reality of the gold physical market. They couldn't manipulate it anymore. So they had to unplug, or the American financial system would have collapsed. But collapsed against what? Against the true physical market of gold. And when your system collapses because of the truth of a commodity, then your system was lying about the commodity. In today's world, we call them derivatives. In today's world, we call it rehypothecation. We have fancy words for lying. All right. Everyone have a great day. Please click the link under here. Join the Patreon channel if you'd like to learn more about why cryptos are succeeding and the old system is dying. It's not cryptocurrency's fault. It's the corrupt old system that thinks that manipulation is survival. No. Manipulation is just lying so the system something shut my camera off. That was weird. Right? The system is dying because the system has to be able to manipulate in order to survive. That's the system. The system lies so it doesn't die. The truth of cryptos is killing the old system. Everyone, see you on Patreon. Bye-bye. Links under here.